Isn't that impressive? So I'll go and sit down now, and you can have this next one. No. Isn't that impressive that you get so much from one book in 7 minutes? So, Neil, in a couple of weeks' time, I look forward to hearing on the internet exactly how you're going to be dealing with Jonah.
6.5 minutes.
The prophets remind us about God's character. Amos' message was literally all about justice. But the people had ignored the poor. They had sold them into debt slavery and then had denied them legal representation. Literally, injustice by God's people. Their neglect of others really, really, really riled God. After the love that he had continuously poured out upon them, the book of Hosea offers a similar but even stronger message. We'll not go down that one today. Those at the bottom of the pile are in fact the ones that Jesus came for. He said in Luke's gospel that he came not for those who are well, but for the sick. Jesus' message was always for those on the wrong side of life, the downtrodden, those who had misfortune, the orphan, the widow, those who go without. That was the message of Jesus. In Amos, God's character and compassion towards his people felt like it had come to an end, and so judgment was coming upon them. But as the film explained, right at the end of the book, there is still hope. God would mend and repair and restore his people and his temple. For more on that specifically, we'll be looking at particular prophets regarding these issues in future weeks. But God's character, in spite of the destruction and the locusts, I understand there are some locusts in Kenya at the moment, so hopefully they won't be crossing the border. And the judgment and the woes ends with God hoping for his people. The God who created them still wants to be in relationship with them. But the way he wants them back is to reflect his character, hope through justice. Jill read from, I think, the NIV version this morning. This is what the message says. Just three verses from Amos chapter 5. I can't stand your religious meetings. I'm fed up with your conferences and your conventions. I want nothing to do with your religion projects, your pretentious slogans and goals. I'm sick of your fundraising schemes, your public relations and image making. I've had all I can take of your noisy ego music. When was the last time you sang to me? Do you know what I want? I want justice, oceans of it. I want fairness, rivers of it. That's what I want. That's all I want. And so the so what about the prophets, the so what about today, reminds us of the need for practical action to show our world today. The point of these particular verses, perhaps, is for us to be reminded that God chooses his people to mete out righteousness and justice. For many years, I listened to church. I went to church and I listened when I was growing up. And a lot of the Bible teaching that I received was about Christian life. And I think for that, it meant Christian morals, a moral life. But I wonder whether there's more about the Christian life than merely morality, merely right living. And perhaps right living stretches to this righteousness and this justice. A couple of weeks ago, I was preaching at King's Church, just along the road, and I was asked to speak about the fruit of the Spirit from Galatians chapter 5. I explained that I didn't think that this list of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, gentleness. No, I've missed one. Self-control, goodness. It's nine of them. I said that I didn't think that this was just a list of things for us to get better at. I said that I thought that this was how we know the Spirit of God lives in us when this kind of fruit is produced. And similarly, when we look at the book of Amos and we look at these hard words that he proclaims, what is my response to justice? What is my action towards those who need my assistance? Do I carefully wait and pray to see what God wants of me? Or has he already told me? Let justice roll like a river, righteousness like a never-failing stream. That's what God asks us for. That's what God asks as worship. The meetings, the gatherings that we have over centuries, that we've decided as worship, means nothing unless there's action. Our gatherings are to encourage one another. And in the book of Hebrews, the writer begs the listeners not to stop meeting as some are in the habit of doing. And so we won't. But the purpose of the meeting isn't necessarily to just meet together. From a prophet's point of view, the gathering isn't to go through the motions. It's to remind ourselves of who we are and how we act, justice and righteousness. And I know that for so many people here, you are already acting. You are standing up to injustice by writing to Christians that are imprisoned for their faith. We heard this morning a little bit about the work that Open Doors does. By giving through your finances to causes that mean much to you. God-given compassion has drawn you to act in this particular way. For others, your compassionate acts towards those around you every day show the love of God. And this has become your spiritual act of worship, as Romans chapter 12 might say. And there is always, always more justice to be stood against. There is always, always more righteousness to be developed in our world. And we know at Main Street that the main thing at Main Street is our welcome to all, old, young, poor, lonely, rich, oppressed, disabled, singled, gay, divorced, financially insecure. And it is not only to welcome, but to offer hope. Hope in practical ways. Our role is always to help seek the ones at the bottom of the pile. To bring hope, to raise people up, to show them the way of Jesus. 9.5 chapters of destruction and judgment of Amos might make us feel depressed when we read the whole lot, to be frank, leaving us thinking, what's the point? The point is that it's not over until the final lines of that story. God is in the business of restoration and rebuilding. And you know, that is my favourite bit of the Bible to preach about. But that's for another time. For now, let us rise to the challenge to seek out, to welcome, to act on behalf of those who cannot do it by themselves or for themselves. How do I treat people? Those around me, my family, those I come into contact with regularly. How's that going? Right actions, right relationships. Righteousness and justice throughout all the prophets equals true worship.